And these are the fine people that finance my campaign. Now, in order to do these things, I have to stay in office. And to stay in office, I have to keep these guys happy. Now, if any of these things make these guys unhappy, well, my hands are tied. So come November, the choice is clear. Do you want another spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? Or a spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? I'm Philip, a mouth with farts, and I approve this message.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hey Montgomery, local businesses need a communication partner who provides services tailored to your needs as well as a local support team. WOW Business is focused on your success so that you can focus on your business. Visit wowforbusiness.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Armina, Open Farm, First Mate, Canine Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. The prospects for rain are getting better and better. In fact, scattered showers and thunderstorms continue in the forecast before fading out in the overnight hours tonight. But then for tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday, look for more scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. There'll be a generous supply. Still random. A few towns get skipped, but most towns get wet. Low temperatures at night, it will be in the low 70s, and this pattern continues into the early part of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, which is why we want to thank you for voting us the best credit union in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We've been providing awesome products and personal service for our members for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, another flashback favorite on News Talk.
Jay,
I have got a weird marriage story for you guys. It has nothing to do with me personally, but my buddy Steve, about 27, and his dad's exactly 20 years older than him, and went through a divorce and moved in with his son, and had been living together about 6 months as roommates, and the father disappears for like 6 months. And then out of the blue, calls up his son to have him meet him at the O'Charlies in Prattville to meet a special person in his life. And he gets introduced to Stephanie, and Stephanie is 24, half his dad's age. This is where it gets weird. He explains to his son that him and the young wife have recently been married, and also at dinner is the young wife's mother, Alice. Well, the father and the new wife, they ended up leaving the mother and my buddy. Well, they end up hooking up.
No.
And they end up getting married. I'm not making any of this up.
No.
So now, in essence, Alan's his own grandfather.
Oh, my.
Only in the South could that happen.
Wow.
But nothing's illegal about it, and nothing's technically wrong with it, but...
Hold it. Let's make sure I understand the play-by-play on this call.
Yes.
You have a friend whose father marries a woman that's younger than his son, and the son hooks up with the mother
who is technically his step-grandmother, because his stepmother is now younger than he is, and his step-grandmother is who he hooks up with. That makes it even more disturbing.
Oh my.
We've been trying to figure out all the wrongs in this. So if Alan has a child, that then becomes his father's grandchild, and also like a brother or sister, sort of. And then, like, if his dad has a kid, that becomes, like, his brother/grandchild. So it's like, there's so many wrongs that happen. I wish I could make this up, but it's true. And he calls me and he goes, man, should I feel wrong about this? And I go, look, man, I am not the one to give you advice. I don't even know what to tell you right now. Other than, good job, I guess.
So, how's it working out with the guy and the cougar?
They're actually happy. She had her 48th birthday about 2 months ago, and of course, yours truly thought it would be a good idea to get her a walker.
Oh.
And then I also got her a box of Depends, which I thought was a funny joke because his dad, you know, would make her age seem older because it's his mother-in-law and is also his wife, grandmother, lady for him.
I want to invite these people to the studio. Tell them they got an invitation to be on this show. I gotta meet this group.
Yeah, I got frowned upon. She gets mad at me. I look her in the face and I said, do you realize that you are one Jerry Springer episode away from retirement? And you want to judge me about giving you a trappy kiss? Come on, lady. I mean, madam.
Many, many years ago, when I was 23, I was married to a widow who was pretty as can be. This widow had a grown-up daughter who had hair of red. My father fell in love with her, and soon they too were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law and really changed my life. Now my daughter was my mother, 'cause she was my father's wife. And to complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. My little baby then became a brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he were my uncle, then that also made him the brother of the widow's grown-up daughter, who was, of course, my stepmother. Father's wife then had a son who kept them on the run, and he became my grandchild, for he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it
mother, then I'm her grandchild. Yeah. And every time I think of it, nearly drives me wild. Cause now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I am my own.
Broadcast the Friday Happy Hour. It's time 93.1 FM WACV. Rosie's here today.
Woohoo!
And young
Joey,
he's here too. And it's all Request Friday at 272-9228.
And here they are.
Low energy, Jeb.
Please clap.
How's everybody?
Doing good.
I'm very good. And it looks like you're doing better.
Well, I'm all right. This thing that I've had all week, my throat's much better.
Yeah.
Now it's in my sinuses.
Yeah, but it's nowhere near as bad as yesterday. I can already tell.
It's like taking the tour above my neck, visiting every possible location. I even had some ear pain. It's weird.
Did you do infusion?
Did not.
Oh.
I did. It was a good morning.
I may try tomorrow. I want to feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
You should definitely do an IV therapy, I'm thinking.
That's what I'm thinking, IV at infusion. So I still have these sneeze issues, too, so I may have to shut down for a minute while I wait for it. It makes this terrible stinging sensation in the nose, and then you wait, okay, bring it on, where's the sneeze? And then nothing. It's a dud. So I apologize. I don't mean I'm not, there's people with far bigger health issues than I've got. So forgive me for even mentioning any of this, but I do sound a little bit stuffed up, that much I know. And Alan is our first call of the afternoon.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Good. How are you?
Hey, that first bit you played, I remember that morning that was on the air, and I was at the intersection, kind of at Atlanta Highway and the Boulevard, and dying laughing. I looked to my left, and this person's dying laughing. And I looked to my right, and this person's dying laughing. We're all listening.
That is a moment of magic in radio that you can never plan. In fact, most of the best moments on any of the shows I've done have never been planned. They've been spontaneous like that. You just get. I've been lucky. I've had great and funny callers and good people to work with. So that makes it very easy radio to do.
Yeah, it was just a flashback. Oh, I remember when I heard this the first time.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks.
Thanks, Alan.
Thanks for the call. Well, cool. They actually remembers the first time you heard it. I like that. 272-9228. What is there to talk about today? Did you see the... I posted it on Facebook. There is... I'm not making this up. This is from...
Okay, hold on.
I don't know why the...
hold on.
From the Minneapolis Star.
Who's this?
Ran an editorial
that
says Mount Rushmore is a monument to white supremacy.
Huh?
So if you believe them, that means that Abraham Lincoln was a white supremacist because he's one of the four. And again, here we go trying and convicting people because they had the audacity to go with the way things were 250 years ago. And not be as woke as we are today. And boy, the Democrats have a huge problem because they've been propagandizing the college students and high school students with all this end-of-the-world stuff and climate change. And they actually believe we got to fight climate change because the world's going to end in 10 years. They believe this crap. And now they're demanding that the Democrats do it. Do what? What are you going to do to change the weather, Dems? You got a real...
Change people, of course, Greg.
Well, yeah, they'll...
Control people.
That's how you do it. That's right. You take away the cars, the jets, the lifestyle that we're known to enjoy. And
because they don't want to deal with the fact that we've actually made monumental improvements in the way we respect the client and our environment. It's countries like China, India, Pakistan, Africa, where they still have issues with pollution.
Mm-hmm. Well, Africa still needs to develop, so. And nobody in the developed world should look at the countries of Africa just getting started and go, no, you can't have air conditioning and washing machines.
No, but that imbecile.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Instead of helping them get, like, indoor plumbing.
Right.
Which alone would cut down the death rate down there. No, he's down there selling gay marriage. Because that's, in that twisted liberal worldview, that's more important than delivering indoor plumbing to nations where they don't quite have that yet.
And there's many dying of AIDS over there.
Yes.
Many street kids.
But you don't hear that in the media. The media doesn't want you to know that. They don't want you to know that. They want you to know that we need to change the climate. Climate change. If the climate hadn't changed, we'd be doing the show from under 75 feet of ice.
Well, wasn't that the big scare for a while?
That was, yeah, the Ice Age. Yeah. Time Magazine, probably their great regret, had the Ice Age in the 70s, and now the planet's on fire, and we're all going to die in 10 years. And if we're going to die in 10 years, let's do whatever the hell we want between now and then. Because what difference at this point does it make, as a famous fat woman once said? Here's Dale.
Hey, Greg, how you doing? Speaking of climate change.
Yes.
You know, if I recall, history shows, I think it was like 1932 was the hottest year in history in the United States. Now, I believe the climate changes. Of course it does. It
changes all the time.
And I remember when they were predicting, I'm 70 years old, but I remember, I think, maybe 35 or 40 years ago when they were predicting another ice age.
Yes, and we were just talking about that. In the 70s, that was the thing.
Yeah. It wasn't as far back. Yeah, it was been in the 70s. But to think that man is controlling the weather, we've had a civic club I belong to. We've had two different, over the last 5 years, we've had a couple of different meteorologists and who have been guest speakers at our club meetings. And both of them stated that they did not believe, you know, in the theory that man is controlling, you know, the weather.
Excuse me. With all due respect, sir. You could take every single human being on this planet and stand them shoulder to shoulder and fit them into Los Angeles County. These people have no concept of how big the planet is and of what little consequence we are. We have fired off nuclear bombs, has not changed the climate, has not melted the polar ice caps. The atmosphere is great at cleansing itself. The ozone layer healed. They don't have that to complain about anymore. So, there.
God controls the weather.
Yes,
he's in control. And if I may promote something, there's a film that debuted today. It's a Christian movie called Overcomer. And that's playing nationwide in about 1,500 theaters. I had the privilege of previewing that movie. It is absolutely fantastic. And I would urge anybody and everybody that it's a must-see film, Overcomer. And I think it's showing out at Chantilly and at the festival. It opened today.
Overcomer, what is the...
It was done by the Hendrix Brothers. Brothers out of Georgia did it. They're the ones that did Courageous, War Room, and some of the others. But this movie is absolutely... It's that good. It's the best faith-based movie I have ever seen.
Okay.
And I, like I say, I had the privilege to get to preview it, and all listeners that are listening in right now, you won't regret seeing it. Take your kids and go, and it's wonderful. It is a wonderful movie.
All right, we appreciate the recommendation. Anything we can play for you this afternoon, my friend?
Pardon?
Is there anything we can play for you this afternoon?
How about I'm proud to be an American. The old
Lee Greenwood. The old
Lee Greenwood. I mean, that's almost like the national anthem.
All
you
right.
got it, play it. I'm sure you got it.
Well, I have a couple of parodies of it that are not disrespectful, by the way.
Oh, I don't want anything disrespectful.
No, they're not.
Certainly not disrespectful of our country.
We don't disrespect our country on this show, yeah. ever.
Or just a good patriotic song. You can be the one that selects it. I just mentioned one that I really, really do like.
Well, I appreciate your listening and loyalty to the show, and thank you for the call.
Okay, we'll see you, Greg.
Take Bye-bye. Care. Hello, Clay.
Yes, hello. How are you?
How are you?
Well, doing good. I heard a caller earlier talking about the hottest year on record. The hottest year on record was 2016. And we have experienced the two hottest months on record, July and June. And I'm pretty sure August is going to come in number one, too. So, We've got to try to do something about our planet. It's like being a smoker. You smoke, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Has your doctor ever advised you to quit?
Yeah.
Well, it's a good idea. I mean, you know, why not be proactive and do things that we know we should do? The world's not going to end in 10 years. It's just going to come to a tipping point where things are going to be unreversible.
How do you reverse it? What do you think man has the capability to reverse here? And by the way, in 2007, we had the hottest year ever in Montgomery, with, I think, 21 days where the temperature exceeded 100. But the hottest temperature on record here goes back to the 19th century. So we really don't know how hot it was on this planet until we invented the thermometer. And I'll bet if you look at climatological archaeology, you'll find that there were hotter periods in the past.
Well, I'm sure when the dinosaurs roamed the earth that there were. But that's the reason I said the hottest year on record. I mean, we don't know prior to that, but we have to try to do the right thing.
What is the right thing?
The right thing is to curb carbon emissions, limit our use of fossil fuels. Carbon dioxide is going to choke the earth.
Aren't the trees taking care of that? Don't the trees need carbon dioxide to live?
Carbon dioxide is a very small fraction of the atmosphere.
All right, but how do we get countries that are far worse than we are with carbon dioxide, like China and others, where they really don't care, how do we get them to cooperate in this plan?
Well, I think they do care, and I think we have to set the standard.
Well, how could you say they care? How could you say that? China doesn't care. Did you see the Olympiad they held?
China
are choking on pollution.
China has surpassed America in solar technology. They're adopting it. It's like I heard you say about Africa. You know, they just have a population that's demanding more and more, and coal is an easy solution. Mm-hmm. But I think they're trying to wean themselves off of it because they can't kill their population with the kind of pollution that they had there during the Olympics.
But in Europe, they are building coal plants to produce energy right and left. Did you know that?
I don't know that.
All those nations that signed on to this bogus... Fine, let's keep working on it. But
there's an interesting study cited in The Guardian just this week that, in fact, planting trees, reforesting developed areas does more than a carbon tax would to remove CO2. Of all industries, actually, the fossil fuel industry is looking into carbon capture mechanisms they can reuse. And there are actually some technologies being used right now. So in Texas, there are natural gas plants. There are carbon neutral emissions.
Our buddy Mr. Blackman knows a lot about that.
And a lot of this can be like, I think, on the margins, you find better benefits. So like in Africa, it may not be ideal for them to burn coal, but it's better than burning wood, for instance. And then if you can develop your way out of the problem. I think if it is a problem, I think it's a little overstated, but there are technological ways to solve it in my mind more than overt political ways. There might be a grant here, a grant there, certain encouragement in other ways, but things like a major overhaul, I think, go way too far.
Well, you have to start taking steps rather than being fatalistic that we can't do anything and that everything's going to hell in a few years.
I agree we should always make the best effort we can to care for our planet, but I think we underestimate its ability, A, to clean the atmosphere, and there are things that are going to happen that we can do nothing about. All it takes is one good volcanic eruption. You know what? We've got more carbon in the atmosphere than we saved in the last 100. So
Nobody knows what the future holds, but I think we have to be proactive,
I'll tell you what, for you and everybody else that believes that, I hope they take your car, your stake, and your home first. If you're that into it, volunteer yourself, okay? Damn it. What did I come in here for today? Rusty.
Hey, Greg.
Is our signal being picked up in, like, New York or someplace?
Can you not hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Who was this guy that just got off the phone?
I don't know.
He didn't get his name?
Clay.
Okay. He's not a regular, though.
No, I let him speak his piece.
Yeah. Yeah, you were very nice to him.
That guy's
an idiot. He's an idiot.
I'm too sick to go on a rant.
What did George Carlin say?
I got that. I'm going to play that after the break. Save the planet.
That's what you need to play. Yeah. Y'all have a good day.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that is the easiest rebuttal. Clint?
Hey.
Hey.
You guys had a great program this morning.
Thank you. Ross said that. I don't know what we did.
Well, I do. But Jay was talking about roadkill, capital of the world.
Oh, yeah.
It made me think, I was driving to Las Vegas. I want to call in at this point, but I couldn't.
Yeah.
Well, I spent the night in the rest area in Arkansas, going to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And driving out of the rest area, you know, before you hit the highway, that freeway, There's a dead armadillo.
Yeah,
and he had a Budweiser beer bottle in his mouth and all four legs holding the beer bottle.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And his tail sticking straight up.
Yes, you can.
Now, who takes the time to take a roadkill and do that?
A PWMBT, people with nothing better to do. I don't know,
but it was funny. It was comical. Now, I'm a little old drinking a Budweiser beer. It was funny.
Can we play anything for you this afternoon, Clint?
Yes, sir. He just said it, talking about the planet and all that, George Carlin.
That'll be
these environmentalists out of sight, you know, they're crazy.
Yeah. Again, I think it's very hard for people to conceptualize not only the size of the planet and how much space we actually consume on the surface of the earth that is not water. Okay? It's bigger than you realize, and its healing powers are far greater than we give it credit for having. And unless you're going to find a way to propel us a little further away from the sun, and how do you know how much before you turn us into a frozen ice ball?
No, I don't buy the alarm. The Earth is definitely warming, but I don't buy the alarmism, nor I think the CO2.
By what, fractions of a degree?
Right. Well, no. I mean, it's been warming the last century. But there was this weird cooling period. This is why there were the ice age freakouts. So it's not as... I think it's a shame that it's become a political...
It's
become a political
argument. It's nothing more than a tool to enslave us to socialism. That's all it is. It's not going to change a god...
Who's this?
Darn thing.
Mm-hmm.
A gosh darn thing. Excuse me. All right. How about a big Warhawk welcome to Master Thespian?
Howdy. That caller about the global warming thing, that's a classic example of why you need to be very, very careful what source you use to get your information. I'm assuming that that person listens to probably mainstream media instead of looking at the facts. Mm-hmm. You were very patient with him. You know, it's when you threw out, oh, by the way, don't plants need CO2, that took him for a, that took him a moment. And he was like,
mm-hmm.
It's a common sense thing. All these people that say, oh, we've got to do things about global warming, we've got to do things, none of the solutions have been proven to do a single thing. And all of their solutions tend to be, you'll contribute money to this fund, or give money to me, and I will take care of it. Or buy a carbon tax. It's politicizing the weather. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. It's not something that we're going to be able to change. And I agree with you. All we need is one good volcanic eruption. If they would just Google Krakatoa, look at Krakatoa. When Krakatoa went off, the world was plunged into winter for the entire
year. That's right. You can read about it. The England, for example, went through seven consecutive summerless years.
Yes.
Basically.
Yes. And that's a part of...
That's climate change. Yes. But you
know
what?
That's climate change right there, yeah.
It cleaned itself up. The ash was cleared, and normalcy will eventually return.
Yep. Yep. So, speaking of normalcy, play me one of those things Southern women say, and that'll make us feel better.
Southern women. Okay. Thespian, we appreciate the call. All right, let's go to William B.
Hey, good afternoon. Man, I don't know where they're coming from, but I can assure you I'm not advertising any movies, books, magazines, or anything like that. And, you know, smoke all the cigarettes you want. It's you. Let them cows do their thing. We ain't going to destroy the planet.
No. No, but, it's, it's insanity is what it is.
It is.
And the danger, and I read about this afternoon. In fact, I'll pull up Don Server's blog. The Democrats are going to be the first to have a problem with this because the senior members of the party are being told by all these indoctrinated 20-year-olds that, oh, no, this is what we got to do first. So now they've got a war within their own party. And we need somebody to step up and tell the truth.
Yeah, I don't know, man, is it a full moon tonight or what? I don't know where they're coming from this afternoon. It's kind of strange.
Well, at least I allow somebody with a different point of view to speak, and as long as you're respectful, you'll get the time. I gave them quite a bit of time.
More than I would have.
Well, it's funny because he produced a lot of calls.
Right.
So, well, yeah, okay.
What can I play for you, William B.?
How about the crocodile hunter? Because that was really tragic at the time.
Okay. You got it. It's coming up, man. Thanks. And Buddy.
Hey, good afternoon, Gray. How are you?
I'm good, man. It's always good to hear from you. You know that?
Hey, is that global warming guy, man? He done bumped his head too hard somewhere. I mean, I agree with Master Thespian. They want to use this as a tax on us.
That's really what it is. I mean, why does it take trillions of dollars out of our pocket, and our pocket first?
Exactly.
That's why Trump pulled us out of that stupid Paris Climate Accord. It's always us. We're the ones, if you look at the facts of that Climate Accord, we were supposed to kick in $2 trillion. To do what? I don't know. It probably would have wound up in people's pockets. While China had until 2030 to figure out what they were going to do, if anything. You know they're not going to do a damn thing.
No, sir. And then at the end of the day, they're not going to change the weather, but they want taxes for it. I think people need to realize we have seasons.
Yeah, we do. And some years we get snow in the winter, and some years we don't. That's just the way it is.
That's exactly right. Hey, can I make a request?
Sure.
Martha Stewart cooking with gas.
boys love that.
Yeah, that is funny. I'll bet they're around 9 years old in fourth grade, like me and Joey.
Thank you for taking my call, brother.
Sure, appreciate it. Here's Steve.
Hey, Greg. I just have one quick question. Mm-hmm. Has anyone seen or heard from this idiot that started all this global warming garbage, Al Gore?
Well, he's made $200 million, and he's got one of the most energy-inefficient houses in America.
This is true.
Fat.
But you notice he's keeping his head down?
Well, because all the predictions he made in that first stupid book, which has been used as a textbook to propagandize innocent students, were false. It was total BS.
Very true. You know, and there again, you've got a politician that has made millions and disappeared. You know, went in with probably not a whole hell of a lot, but became a millionaire as a politician. So, you know, and a Democrat, no less.
Yeah.
So that simply goes to prove that if you go into politics and you make $1 million, you're a crook.
Yeah. Well, they all seem to come out a lot wealthier than when they go in, don't they? Steve, is there something I could play for you this afternoon?
Yeah. The Tom Mabe crime scene.
Okay. Yeah, we're getting a lot of requests for stuff we haven't played in a long time today. That's good. We'll get that on for you.
And by the way, just a quick point of clarification. Even the IPCC, whatever, the UN panel that the Paris Climate Accord, all that's based on, even they don't say, like, 10 years, 12 years from now, it's in the world. It's not what they claim at all. And really, if you look at their report, what they're saying is if we do nothing by the year 2100, the Earth will warm by 3.6 degrees Celsius or whatever, and that'll lead to a 3% loss of global GDP. But we'll still grow 8 times richer than we are now.
But a bartender from Queens, New York says 12 years.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't everybody believe what she said?
And this isn't just climate science. This is political impact studies. This is economic impact studies. There's so much boiled down into this. If you're going to talk about anything to do with the climate and the environment, stop bringing politics into it and all your socialist daydreams. Because that's the Green New Deal was like somebody just giving the game away. I'm sure there are a lot of Democrats like Nancy Pelosi going, hey, Alexandria, that's what we talk about inside. Stop telling people the inside stuff. You're giving the game away, young idiot. We're supposed to trick them into socialism, not offer it to them wholesale.
That's right. You know, with your bullet train. I got your bullet train.
Well, people just didn't have the vision to see it, Greg. I can see you're just blind to the future.
Let's take a moment and applaud our friends at Lewis Lawn.
Yay.
Thank you.
Yay.
This has been a big year for them. They expanded their showroom to now include, which also allowed them to include tractor-style mowers. As they grow their product line and their business, we hope you'll support them when you have the need for a mower. I'm a Toro guy. Toro. I have a Toro I bought from Lewis Lawn back in 2008 when I bought my house in Bellwood West. It's still there, and it's still working. It may not look as red as it once did, but it still gets the job done. I have a Toro self-propel at the current place. Fired that up the other day, and it still runs like a champ. I've had that in its fourth year. I have them serviced every year. I wait till February because Lewis Lawn does free pickup and delivery in February. But if you need emergency repair or service, they're open 5 days a week from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. to make sure the warranty card you got with your product is worth something. And it is at Lewis Lawn. Great staff. So proud to see my friend Hannah join that group out there. Jenny and the team. Chad Sasser, our point guy at Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, right next to Walter Craig. Their number is 244-9191. We hope the next time you have a need for anything in the way of outdoor maintenance, including any of the great steel products you'll choose, Lewis Lawn. T-Spear.
I tell you what, here it is on climate change. How many other countries that we consistently hear is cleaning up their environment other than the United States? Do we hear about some of the stuff that's going on in England? Say, look at Glasgow and how dirty that city is. look at some of the other large cities anywhere in the Middle East. Look at India. Look at some of the other countries that have done nothing but dump their waste, all have literally used the world as their trash heap.
Yeah.
Until they get all of that.
Here's the ironic part. I heard a woman today on Fox who is pleading with officials in Sacramento because every day when she goes to open the doors to her business, she's got to get homeless people out of the way. She's got to clean up the human feces and urine that's left on the streets. In liberal land, California, they're going backwards. Now they're not using indoor plumbing. They're allowing people, because in some virtue signaling manner, letting people crap on a street corner is a good thing, but they'll fine you if your dog pinches a loaf 2 feet away. This is what's going on out there. Can you tell me where, what planet that's environmentally recommended?
It's not. Not anywhere. So for this gentleman who wants to castigate all of us for global warming, clean it up first. Until it gets cleaned up, there's nothing else that anyone can really do.
Well,
do I hate seeing a tree cut down? Yeah, I do. Mainly because I just like trees.
Yeah.
And I like trees a lot better than I like some people. So therefore, I like the trees.
Well, there's a lot of trees that every tree has value. There are people that have negligible value.
To him and his comments and his, you know, I smoked eons ago, and everybody goes through their own personal preference.
I'm going to go back out and start a thunderstorm right now.
Well, I think we need to do that. And for that, this is what I would like to hear from my today's song of the day. And it's the gentleman and the car wreck and the little old ladies and the rain.
Yeah, the accident witness.
Okay.
The accident witness.
All right, T-Spirit, I got to run. I appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Sure. Bye. We got all those calls in, and now we're like way, way, way behind.
Yes. And I have a list of bits people want to hear. So.
Okay. Well, the first one is save the planet, right?
Right.
I think you should get on with it.
I think we should, too.
Good. In middle of need. Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of the 3 o'clock hour, and we still have a problem out on the boulevard. We have an overturned vehicle on the boulevard right at Wears Ferry Road. It's an accident with injury, so give the emergency personnel some room to work there. We also have an accident at Edgemont and Southmont on the south side, and another accident in the 2300 block of West Fairview. Let's be careful out there this afternoon. Our traffic is going to be busy. It's Friday afternoon. Look out for the other guy and be safe. Enjoy a day of shopping at Premier Place, then great eating at Poblano's, King Buffet, and Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt. Premier Place Shopping Center, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The prospects for rain are getting better and better. In fact, scattered showers and thunderstorms continue in the forecast before fading out in the overnight hours tonight. But then for tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday, look for more scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. There'll be a generous supply. Still random. A few towns get skipped, but most towns get wet. Low temperatures at night, it will be in the low 70s, and this pattern continues into the early part of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well,
trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. representative to the United Nations, and she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Don't self-important. Everybody's going to save something now. Save the trees, save the bees, save the whales, save those snails. And the greatest arrogance of all, save the planet. What? Are these people kidding me? Save the planet? We don't even know how to take care of ourselves yet. We haven't learned how to care for one another. We're going to save the planet? I'm getting tired. The planet is fine. Compared to the people, the planet is doing great. It's been here 4.5 billion years. Did you ever think about the arithmetic? Planet has been here 4.5 billion years. We've been here, what, 100,000? Maybe 200,000? And we've only been engaged in heavy industry for a little over 200 years. 200 years versus 4.5 billion. And we have the conceit to think that somehow we're a threat? That somehow we're going to put in jeopardy this beautiful little blue-green ball that's just a-floating around the sun? The planet has been through a lot worse than us. Been through all kinds of things worse than us. Been through earthquakes, volcanoes, plate tectonics, continental drift, solar flares, sunspots, magnetic storms, the magnetic reversal of the poles, hundreds of thousands of years of bombardment by comets and asteroids and meteors, worldwide floods, tidal waves, worldwide fires, erosion, cosmic rays, recurring ice ages, and we think some plastic bags and some aluminum cans are going to make a difference? The planet isn't going anywhere. We are. We're going away. Pack your folks. We're going away.
I wanted to talk about the crocodile hunter.
Did you?
Because I think...
Yeah, you're going to make him sad.
Because I think, you know, it was tragic at the time. But I think... people come and then they're shocked. Oh, hey, you wouldn't believe it. Who got killed? The crocodile hunter. Please don't make me laugh at this. He was 44 years old. I'm like, that's a ripe old age for a crocodile hunter. And you know, I had to be pissed about it, were the crocodiles, because he got killed by some fruity fish. And, so the crocodiles were like, hey, man, that crocodile hunter got killed. Who did it, Frank? You don't even want to know, man.
Please don't give me that.
Bill, man, you you had a chance when the guy go, man, I had a chance. I had that mother. He was Tommy the Stick. I could eat him and his head. I don't feel good about this. You remember I ever tell you that story, Bill? Yeah, only 1,000 times.
It's News Talk 93.1. I've given the kind of day the stock market had today. Brett may call in, too. I think he kind of expected today to be a bit of a downer. It's not the end of the world. We don't need to have a recession. They're trying to talk us into having one because that's one way they can get rid of Donald Trump, because they can't do anything about the economy up to this point. So starting with Bill Maher on his show, you know what we need? We need a... Yeah, I don't give a damn how it affects you or anybody else, because the people that want this recession, they're recession-proof themselves. They're loaded. What do they care? It's you it's going to hit. And it's sometimes staggering to me that we have such little independent thinking in the financial world. And like lemmings, when somebody says, jump off that cliff, they do. Woo-hoo. So we need some fun this afternoon. That's why we do this All Request Friday thing. I miss Eddie Bader.
Yeah, yes. Me too.
Steady Eddie.
Sent him a text with tears in our eyes and told him we all missed him.
Well, but that doesn't prevent us from... Now, I got to warn you, this is incredibly juvenile, this bit.
Which means...
Some of you are going to find this totally offensive.
No, it's hilarious. If you're offended, you're wrong.
Says Joey.
Warning. The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
Due to mature adult content, parental discretion is advised.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
That is the answer.
This week on Martha Stewart Living.
So now, I'm going to pick my butt.
Martha picks her butt.
There it is. Look how big that is. It looks real nice.
After cooking up some baked beans.
And then cut cheese.
And broccoli.
It is a big problem because it just goes like crazy. These are gigantic, and they will make my house fragrant. I don't know where this one came from. So now you're going to peel off one... Just put one of these in a room and you're going to get heady. You can also do this on a windowsill in the sun.
Martha Stewart cooks with gas.
And here's one of my favorites. It's made with chipotle chilies. Be careful about breathing in the fumes because they're really strong. This is so much fun. You know when you make borscht, it's always like this.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm over here rolling my eyes and laughing like crazy.
You're just not amused. It's not like you're offended or anything.
No, I'm not offended.
Good.
I'm just...
But you know what? She saw us enjoying that, especially the borscht. But she still loves us.
Absolutely.
And that's, Joey, that's the lesson that Rosie teaches us. Every time she's here in the studio.
You know, Greg, you're right. And when you're right, you're always right.
Thanks.
Hello.
Another great local business. We have, you know, I forget sometimes how long. In fact, this coming Wednesday, we're celebrating 14 years
woo-hoo!
Of this show at Baumhauer's that night. I forget how many of the businesses that have been with me for 10 years that have achieved new benchmarks in longevity. I mean, Donnie Turner said, you know what? You keep saying 3 decades. It's 3.5. 35 years. John Lee Paint, they got to be getting close to 40 years here in town in their location just north of Atlanta Highway and Coliseum Boulevard. It's the place to go for the best paint, period. When you're doing it, especially if you're do-it-yourself or professionals, they know what I'm about to say. The quality of the paint you buy has everything to do with the outcome you achieve. But it's also important to know you're using the right rollers and brushes to apply the paint, that you're using a paint that is going to not only give you a great result, but last. When my house was on the market, I was impressed, and I'd live with it for years, how great that interior looked that we did with Richard's paint. Best interior paint there is, and one you can get at John Lee Paints. We just bought some of their Solar Proof. That's a new brand they carry with their name on it, John Lee Paint Solar Proof, that not only has a rich, deep color, but is formulated so that it's non-porous. That means mildew and things that, you know, the natural things that occur outside are not going to collect. Because sometimes, especially if you have white trim, we noticed this last year, we had to blast it off with a pressure washer. Where there, you know, beams cross with a with an overhead outside your house, sometimes it looks like there's armpit hair growing in there. It's mildew. And John Lee Solar Proof prevents that stuff from happening. So in the end, it's a better look and less work for maintenance. See Charles Bubba Turner with the 34 Coliseum Boulevard just north of Atlanta Highway. They are fantastic people, and we're proud to have them as a sponsor. Fox News coming up. Let's see. We haven't gotten to Tom Mabe yet. We got the crocodile guy.
Yep.
We did.
We need Southern Women Say.
Southern Women. And what else?
Tom Mabe crime scene.
Yeah.
Accident witness.
Accident.
Herman wants to hear the NADS bit that you played this morning.
Okay, we'll play that right after Fox. That's a minute long. And about 6 minutes away.
As we cruise through your Friday afternoon traffic, Montgomery Skywatch sees a couple of things to worry about. We still have police working the accident with the overturned vehicle at the Boulevard and Wears Ferry Road. We also have an accident in the 2300 block of West Fairview. That's in the big curve just past Carver, so be careful there. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride. We don't see any problems for you on I-65 or on I-85, and the 31s look great this afternoon. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter announces a 60-day or 2,000-mile powertrain warranty on all qualified pre-owned vehicles at no cost to you. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stewart Vance at 333-333-333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Holy macro. Did you see what's going on with the price of gold? It's climbing. It's going up. It's well over $1,400 again. Wow. And in Marguerite's, we can design things for you, or we can make things out of your old gold. That's right. Trade your old gold in for something brand new. Let us make something new out of it. Or you can even turn it in for a check. We'll buy, trade, sell, swap, anything you could dream of. But gold's going through the roof. Come see us at Marguerite's. We're in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey, folks. Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery.